From WYLL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Friday, July 21st. Coming up, we'll learn more about the upcoming University of Illinois Summer Piano Institute ahead of its 40th season. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Football players are filing lawsuits against Northwestern University and their coach for hazing. Byron Hurt is the director of the documentary film Hazing. He told the 21st show that this type of initiation is not just confined to sports teams or universities.
It happens in a lot of different spaces. Most of the attention is focused on college students, but that's not the only space where it occurs.
He says cases have also been reported at airports and even fire stations. As a victim of hazing, Hurt says the only way to stop it is getting the issue out in the open and talking about it. Electric vehicle manufacturer Rivian is opening its first showroom in Chicago in September. Mawa Iqbal has more.
Occupying a 51,000 square foot space in the Gold Coast, Rivian will have pickup trucks and SUVs on display for customers to view and test drive. This follows a similar opening in New York City last month, and the vehicle maker is planning on opening several more showrooms in cities across the nation as part of its Spaces campaign. According to a news release, the campaign is designed to connect future customers with the vehicles. Tony Caravano, who oversees customer engagement, said building a brick-and-mortar footprint will show people Rivian is, quote, showing up in an authentic way. Rivian first started production of electric vehicles in central Illinois nearly 2 years ago. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Striking screenwriters and actors rallied at Chicago's Millennium Park Thursday as a labor dispute that has halted Hollywood spread to more cities. The Chicago rally attracted hundreds of strikers. A small brass band played This Land Is Your Land. Cars honked their horns in support. While Los Angeles and New York are the epicenters of strike actions, there are dozens of mid-sized and small locals across the country representing screen performers and writers. TV shows including Chicago Med, Chicago PD, and The Chi are filmed in Chicago, but production on those shows have stopped until the strike is resolved. Key issues for the strikers include residual payments, which have been nearly wiped out by the switch to the streaming system, and the unpaid use of their work and likeness by artificial intelligence avatars. The layoff of a library clerk at the University of Illinois prompted a large protest. Illinois Newsroom's May Antar reports.
Catherine Wen is a first-generation immigrant with cognitive challenges. After about 10 years, she was laid off from her job as a library clerk from the University of Illinois.
Let Catherine work! Let Catherine work! Let Catherine work!
On Wednesday, over 100 local union leaders, staff, and community members gathered at the University of Illinois Main Library to directly hand the dean a petition to reverse the decision. Union staff representative Christina D'Angelo addressed protesters after meeting with the dean of libraries, Claire Stewart.
Not only did the dean have no answers for us as to why they will not put Catherine back to work when we know there is library clerk work, the university administration threatened to call the police on us. And the dean Claire Stewart, shut her door in our face and said she needed to get back to work.
The dean was unable to comment, but Robin Kaler with the University of Illinois Public Affairs released a statement saying they can't discuss Wen's job dismissal, but they did everything by the book. I'm May Antar, Illinois Newsroom.
Still to come, we'll learn more about the upcoming University of Illinois Summer Piano Institute ahead of its 40th season. That story is next on 217 Today.
In the PBS series D.I. Ray, Detective Inspector Rachita Ray must deal with biases within her department while she investigates her first homicide. As she delves into the honor killing of a young Muslim man, Ray journeys into the shady world of organized crime. Ray is also forced to confront old wounds and the difficulties of being a British Asian policewoman. The four-part drama is available to stream on WILL Passport. Learn how you can watch this and other mysteries at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. This coming week is the University of Illinois Summer Piano Institute, hosted by the University Chamber Orchestra Sinfonia de Camera. Illinois Newsroom's Owen Henderson spoke with University of Illinois piano professor and Sinfonia de Camera music director Ian Hobson about the program.
The Piano Institute is an opportunity for students all over the world to come and study with renowned faculty, and they get the chance to compete for a chance to play a concerto or a concerto movement with the orchestra within the scope of the week of the Piano Institute. So they audition on Sunday night, and then if they win, the three winners will play on the following Saturday night, that is the 29th of July. We have five visiting faculty members from around the world who will teach and perform and give masterclasses. That's in addition to myself.
For listeners that might not be as familiar with the musical world, what's the difference between performing alone versus as a soloist in a concerto? What makes that a challenge?
We spend most of our time as young people studying solo music, because that's the basis of performing, learning your instrument, learning your craft. When you start playing concertos, which is a very popular thing for the audience, you have to perhaps play a little bit differently than you would in solo music. How? By projecting the sound a little bit further, like you're the main actor in an ensemble of actors, so that even if it's very soft, it penetrates through the orchestral sonority that may be going on at the same time. Also, the kind of rubato, which is freedom of rhythm, that you might easily let yourself succumb to in a solo music is not so easy to pull off with the orchestra, maybe not even appropriate, because you have 60 people behind you who have to play in a very intricate rhythm. So you have to really put your brain out on antennae and really listen and learn in a very, very quick time.
So I understand this year is Sinfonia de Camera's 40th anniversary. What's coming down the pike for this year's season?
We are very excited about this season, not least because we have been asked by President Tim Killeen to take the orchestra to the campus in Springfield and also to the campus in Chicago at UIC. And so we're doing the Springfield concert in September. And then in October, we do a concert performance of Die Fledermaus, the operetta by Johann Strauss. And we do that with the Lyric Theater of Illinois. We're very excited about that collaboration. And then November 28th, we're going to be doing a chamber concert of sorts. Then in the spring, we have a nice occasion where Lucy Lin, who is a University High graduate, she's now a very prominent violinist in the Boston Symphony. She's going to come back and play the Korngold Violin Concerto with us. And then in the month of March, we have a program that I'm calling From Ukraine to the Great Gate of Kiev. The Great Gate of Kiev is the last movement of famous piece by Mussorgsky called Pictures at an Exhibition. What is unique about our performance is that it's going to be orchestrated by David Canfield, who is our composer in residence, practically speaking, who is the world's expert on the Mussorgsky pictures for an exhibition. And we will premiere it in March and perform that program also in Chicago at UIC campus.
The Summer Piano Institute will be July 24th through the 29th in Smith Memorial Hall. Tickets and a schedule of the week's events, many of which are open to the public, can be found on Sinfonia de Camera's website. I'm Owen Henderson, Illinois Newsroom.
And finally, in your forecast, today will be mostly cloudy with a high of 77 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by May Antar, Mawa Iqbal, and Owen Henderson. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.